Chapter 2 Yamete kure.
I've lived in Japan for about 15 years, but there is one Japanese expression I truly love, yamete kure. Of course, translating this expression into English is no easy matter. Imagine this situation. A friend proposes an idea to you. You think the idea doesn't make sense. Worse, you think the idea will cause you a lot of trouble. In such a case, you might think or say to your friend, yamete kure. In English, you might think, or if you're both in jovial moods, you might say, surely you jest, or you've got to be kidding, or give me a break, or that was funny, do you have any more jokes? You have to be careful using the above expressions, however. They can be funny with close friends when you are both in the mood to laugh, but they can also sound very flippant, and when you're angry, they can sound very antagonistic. You don't want to use them with your boss, unless you're ready to look for a new job. Generally speaking, I'm an early riser, but when I first came to Japan, I was single and lived in a big apartment complex, and I used to sleep until 8:30 on Saturday mornings. Maybe you don't think that is very late for a single girl on a Saturday morning, but for me it was perfect. Heaven, in fact. Sleep peacefully until 8:30, then get up, make a pot of coffee, and enjoy a long, leisurely breakfast reading the newspaper. But then I was attacked by the laundry pole salesman. Here came this guy driving his truck through our complex with long metal poles strapped to both sides, his sound system blaring, repeating the same short message over and over again, and at 7 o'clock in the morning. Laundry poles! Laundry poles! 2 for 800 yen, 3 for 1,000. You're not going to beat that. Sure, the laundry pole salesman had a family to feed, and maybe his years in the business had taught him that 7 on a Saturday morning was the time to make sales to the neighborhood housewives. But didn't it occur to him that some people, like me, might be trying to sleep? Didn't it occur to him that the racket he was producing might irritate people? He might as well have been banging on my front door with a hammer, though of course he wouldn't have done that. He would have thought that was rude. Anyway, time after time, my peaceful Saturday mornings were ruined by the laundry pole salesman, and more often than not, I'd feel like running to the window and shouting, "Yamete kure!" What would I have said in English? "Hey, could you turn it down a bit? People are trying to sleep." Or, if I was angrier, "Turn off that stupid sound system. Don't you know people are trying to sleep?" Or, if I had really exploded, "If you don't turn off that maddening racket right this second, I'm going to come down there and wrap one of those laundry poles around your neck." Of course, I never said any of these things. This is the way it almost always is. Two strangers' paths cross. One does something to bug the other. The annoyed person wonders, "How can he be so insensitive, so selfish?" But being the type that doesn't like to annoy others or cause trouble, he says nothing. He's thinking, "Yamete kure," but his lips do not move.